presence of God, and I just want to tell all of you how much we love you, and we're so happy you're here today. Just welcome you here, all of our guests today, and it's always good to have family back together. Amen? All right, let's see what the Lord has for us this morning. I'm reading from the Old Testament, the book of Zechariah. Zechariah, chapter 10 and verse 1. Just follow along. It's not a long, lengthy reading. It says, "Ask ye of the Lord rain in the time of the latter rain. So the Lord shall make bright clouds, give them showers of rain to everyone grass in the field." Would you look at your neighbor and tell him just to ask for the rain? That's the title of my message this morning. Ask for the rain. Let me begin with this statement this morning. Sometimes God speaks things to us that doesn't make sense. Has that ever happened to anybody else? This text is a prime example of that. God is saying through his prophet, ask for rain in the time of latter rain. Now, to my natural mind, that doesn't make any sense. Why would you need to ask for rain when it's already raining? Understand that ancient Israel in biblical times had no irrigation system. And so they relied on rain to water their crops. In a time of drought, nothing grew, so Israel relied then on the former or early rain, which was when it rained in the fall of the year. And they also relied then on the latter rain, which was the spring rain, the springtime of the year. Plowing the ground and planting seed took place in the middle of October, shortly after the falling of these early rains. And when it was these early rains which brought then the seed to germination and nurtured its early growth. Then the latter rain came the following year in the late spring to bring the ripening fruit to harvest. So for the Lord to tell the prophet to say, ask for rain while it's raining, just does not make very much sense at all. That's actually like walking outside and standing in the pouring rain and looking up to the sky and saying, I sure wish it would rain. Now, how foolish does that look? But now the truth is this. This is spiritual. And what God is saying is this. There are seasons of visitation, and there are times of refreshing, and there are times when God will manifest his presence, and he'll manifest his power, and he'll manifest his glory to his people. And the only ones that will benefit from that, listen now, the only ones that will be blessed by the rain and blessed by the presence of God and the manifestation of his glory are those who ask for the rain. Now, in a spiritual sense, you don't get wet just because it's raining. You have to ask for the rain. You have to ask for the rain. You have to put a demand upon God. You have to let God know that you need the rain and that you want the rain and that you will not be satisfied without the rain of his Spirit. Listen, you must position yourself to receive the rain. It doesn't matter what God is doing. If you are out of position, guess what? You're going to miss out. Would you look at somebody and say, you're going to miss out? So can I tell you that one's attitude has a lot to do with our positioning. Why? Because in a spiritual sense, your attitude determines, Brandon, your position. Oh, y'all got to get this morning. For example, I'm going to use myself as an example. If I come into one of our church services and God's Spirit is moving and He's manifesting His presence and His power then is being manifested and His glory is filling the very atmosphere, but my attitude is saying, man, I just don't like these songs today. Or I don't like that sermon. Or I can't wait till service to be over where I can go eat. Guess what? I may be physically in the right place, but if my attitude is wrong, I'm for sure spiritually in the wrong place. Can you say amen? The Bible then says, repent. Then times of refreshing will come from the presence of the Lord. Now, I want to tell you something. As members of the body of Christ and as members of this local assembly, it's part of the divine plan of God and destiny over His church for each one of us to be built up and to be equipped and to be trained and to be empowered and to be helped so we can all be then in the right position to receive all that God has for us and to be able then to walk in His anointing and in His power. Even as a pastor, I still have to receive for myself. I receive instructions from the Lord when I pray. I receive instructions when I study His Word. I receive then from others' teachings, and I receive from you. And when I hear a word from the Lord, or through a song, or a testimony, I also receive from those personal words that you share with me through a text or an email, and I love it. And then as God has placed me here as the under-shepherd of the house, it's part then of His divine plan that I, along with Brandon and Amber, also teach and instruct the truth of His Word to empower and to equip and to grow spiritually, listen, those whom He has placed in this flock and in this local church. And that means sometimes, guess what, it's going to get uncomfortable. Why? Because growth means stretching and growth means change. And to be honest, if my teaching or Brandon's teaching never challenges anyone, then guess what? We're wasting our time, aren't we? But I believe in the power of the gospel. And I believe when I line up myself, me, myself, and I with that word, the blessings of God will come like the rain to my life. And it's the same with everyone else who lines themselves up with the Word of Almighty God. Amen. Now, I believe there has been a major shift in the spiritual climate. And a major part of the prophetic ministry then is knowing where we are at in the Spirit so we can position ourselves for what is coming next. We could call it then our spiritual, spiritual radar system. And as we all know, in certain times of the year, we have often heard the weather people telling us that the radar has detected a major thunderstorm heading our way, with the potential then of producing strong winds and large hail and dangerous lightning and heavy amounts of rain. And of course, as we know, that's to help us prepare for what is coming. Do you understand? Amen. In other words, to get us out of its path and to take shelter quickly away from the storm. In fact, in the natural, the weather people right now are saying this coming week that all 50 states are going to experience very cold weather, much colder weather. And so we know that we need then to take the necessary steps in preparation for that. But in this case today, with our scripture text, the advanced notification is to prepare us for what is coming. So we will be, watch this now, so we will be directly in the path. And so we will, so where nothing will get in our way of the rain soaking our lives. That means we, you and I, we all need then to get rid of anything and everything that would get between us and the rain. I'm talking about any resentment, any self-pity, any unforgiveness, anger, jealousy, lust, deception, pride, stubbornness, rebellion, just to name a few. We could keep going, but that's enough. And so I'm standing here then today, not only as a pastor or an under-shepherd to the great shepherd, Jesus Christ, but as a voice to say, just as I have encouraged us to stay alert and stay awake in the Spirit this morning, now, right now, I'm telling you, add to that, the rain is coming. Would you look at your neighbor and tell them, the rain is coming. Hallelujah. I've said this before. I do believe prophetically that we have been given then a window of time before the Lord returns. And we have to, as they say, seize the day. And with uncertainty all around us, with the fear and the worry knocking at our door, we must become more spiritually aggressive than we have ever been before. We must be committed to the obedience then of God's word more than we've ever been. And we could add to that to include our praying and our worship. The world, guess what, right now does not understand what all is happening. The plans of the enemy to kill, steal, and destroy everything about our lives are being unleashed at rapid speed. We have an enemy called the devil. Guess what? Who wants to steal our souls? The liberal, political, correct establishment are boldly, without hesitation, making their voices heard. The elite have set an agenda that they are implementing nonstop. But in the midst of all of that, in the midst of chaos and fear and uncertainty about the future, which we know is from the devil, and what we see is the enemy having free rein with his plans, guess what? Let's not forget God's plans are also being unfolded. As 2021 progresses, we are still in a season of God's mercy and his grace. Yes, there will come a day that God's judgment will come down and he will pour out his wrath. And we don't want to be here for that. And that season of grace and that mercy will be over, but it's not over yet. Yes, we certainly are seeing the enemy at work out in the open. And yes, we know it will increase. Why? Because the Bible tells us that it will increase. But just know, the King of Kings, the Creator of the universe, is still answering prayers today. He's still loving, he's still delivering, and he's still healing. And guess what? His name is Jesus. And he's giving us a window of opportunity to bring in the harvest of souls into the kingdom before night falls. In fact, Jesus said these words, "We must work while it is day, for the night cometh when no man can work." And if you were here Wednesday night, as Brandon talked about, I believe we're all in agreement that we need to push harder and become even more aggressive to reaching the lost because we are feeling the time is short. And with boldness, unashamedly telling folks that there definitely is a hell to shun and a heaven to gain. It's not a time, you got to know this, it's not a time to soft soap, if you please, the sharing of the gospel. And as long as I have breath, I'm going to still talk about the cross. And we are going to still sing about the blood of Jesus and that what he shed for us. In our text here in the Old Testament book, written by the prophet Zechariah, we see as we read on down then through this 10th chapter where God does two things. He reinforces his love to his people and his commitment to his people. And he says he will bless them and he will restore them. He says they will become like mighty warriors who tread down their enemies in the street. He says joy will be restored to them. He says this joy will be so great and so impacting that their children will see it and be glad and rejoice in the Lord. And he says where they had suffered loss, in its place increase shall return. He says he will make his people like his royal horse that he rides. Listen, this all comes under the category of the rain. And it's the refreshing, and it's the blessing, and yes, it's the prosperity of his saints. But the second thing God does is, and we see it in verse 2 and verse 3, he rebukes the false prophets and the false shepherds because they have lied and they have deceived the people. He says his anger is kindled against them and he will punish them. So I'm going to be bold and tell you that in this great season of the rain of God's blessings and divine prosperity that we as believers can still enjoy no matter what's happening with the world's economy. At the same time, there's going to be some judgment coming on false prophets and false shepherds. I'm talking specifically about those that preach and prophesy just for money and only what the people want to hear. And whether you realize it or not, there really are those out there, and they have become professionals in their techniques. And I will assure you that they will be judged by Almighty God in his own time. We're not to be their judge. We'll leave that up to him. Amen? It's just that we need to be aware that they are out there. And there's one more thing that God said in our text that he was going to deal with. In verse 3, we see that there was the goats. It's goats by nature are rebellious, and they refuse to be led, and they ignore instruction, and they feed apart from everyone else, unlike sheep who feed together in a flock. And they are notorious for not being satisfied with the truth, knowing where they're at is really the right place to be. And they don't realize then the great shepherd has placed them there to be fed and watered so they can grow into maturity. Therefore, they're always looking and trying to find a way to get through their enclosure to another pasture. In fact, we could just say being referred to as a goat instead of a sheep is one who really is simply opposing the truth. And when you oppose the truth or resist truth, you are opposing or resisting then a message or a concept. You are resisting the Lord God Almighty. Jesus tells us he is the truth. Jesus said, "My sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow." So this rain then is bringing blessing, and it's also bringing judgment. And I don't know if you've recognized then the polarization that's been happening in our nation. We know it's bad, but can I just tell you something? It's not all bad. How can you say that, Pastor? Because division is always a bad thing. I say it because the Holy Spirit has been, and now more than ever, is drawing a line through the body of Christ. And I mean we see in the natural is just mirroring what is taking place in the body of Christ. The Holy Spirit is drawing a line in the sand, separating good and evil. And He's separating the true from the false. And yes, the holy from the profane. Listen now, those who stand boldly then for truth and righteousness are going to be showered with unspeakable blessings and prosperity and abundance right now in this lifetime. And when I say prosperity, I'm not just talking about money. I'm talking about prospering in your health, your family prospering in every area of their life. But those who forsake the truth are sadly, in the end, going to experience judgment. And so I'm standing here this morning to tell you, I believe there is a final season of visitation for the body of Christ. There truly is a last great awakening that we are entering into. The atmosphere has shifted, and the heavens now are pregnant with rain. And here's the word that we need to get. Here it is. You have to ask for it. You have to want it, Brandon. You have to desire it. In fact, this may very well be the last outpouring that you and I will ever have the opportunity to see, or more specifically, be a part of. And I believe that every generation then is given an opportunity to take hold of God and experience genuine revival. But guess what? It's up to us. I said it's up to us. I'm going to ask for the rain. Are we going to let it just pass us by? I, for one, do not want to pass me by. And I happen to believe that I'm speaking for most of you. I seriously want to see the spiritual drought broken in this nation and in this community and, yes, in our families. Can I just tell you spiritually, any one person, especially in government, no matter who is in power, is not going to do it. Yes, they may work hard in the natural sense. But here we go. It's the blood-washed, Holy Spirit-filled, fire-baptized believers who refuse to stay dry, who refuse to remain dry. They are the ones who are going to make it happen. I'm talking about men and women who will call out to the Lord and ask for the rain and then believe it and then declare that it's their season to receive and then get ready. Can we declare today that this is our day today? Can we declare that this is our time to receive all that God has for us? Can we ask for the rain even though it's raining? Can we examine ourselves to make sure nothing interferes with the rain? Well, Pastor, everything is good. I still have a few aches and pains. No, ask for the rain. Well, Pastor, I'm surviving. I have food on the table and I have enough to pay my bills. No, ask for the rain. Well, Pastor, I'm just getting by. You have to know sometimes it's tough by the end of the month. No! Ask for the rain. Oh, it must be God's will for me to have this sickness, you know, because it just hangs on. But at least, Pastor, I'm able to get around some. No! Ask for the rain. Oh, Pastor, I'll come to church when it's possible. I can't promise I'll be there every service. You see, there's the animals to feed and the grass to mow and the car to wash and the news to watch. No, 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 no. Let's not believe the lies of the enemy. We need one another. I said we need one another. And we need to be together as often as we can. And his His Word tells us it's His will that we prosper and be in health. I didn't say that. The Word of God says that. So let's ask for the rain and then believe it and declare it so, and then watch what Almighty God does for us individually, for our families, for our communities, for our nation. Remember, it's our day. It's our day. Let me finish with these three verses of Scripture. Then I have one last word. Now, this is from three other Old Testament prophets. We'd already read from Zechariah. But listen to what God spoke to the other prophets. This is from Jeremiah chapter 5 and verse 24. Let us now fear the Lord our God that giveth rain, both the former and the latter, in His season. He reserves us the appointed weeks of harvest. All right, how about another prophet? Chapter 6 and verse 3 of Hosea. Then shall we know, if we follow on to know the Lord, His going forth is prepared as the morning, and He shall come unto us as the rain, as the latter and former rain unto the earth. And then Joel chapter 2 and verse 23. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for He has given you the former rain moderately, and He will cause to come down for you the rain, the former rain, and the latter rain in the first month. Listen now, He's ready to do for us in ways that we have never imagined. Would you look at your neighbor and tell him He's ready? Understand that Brandon and Amber and I continually are amazed at what we see God doing in our church body. But with all that we have seen, how much more can every one of us experience in our lives if we will just take God at His word? Ask ye the Lord rain in the time of latter rain. Listen, we are experiencing the latter rain, but oh, how much more is He ready to pour out on those who will just ask? Matthew chapter 7 and verse 7 tells us, He says, ask and it shall be given. The very next verse, verse 8, for everyone that asketh receiveth. And then down in verse 11 from chapter Matthew 7, if ye then, being evil, know how to give good gifts unto your children, how much more shall your Father, which is in heaven, give good things to them that ask Him? Would you tell at least two people but around you, just ask. Just ask. Hallelujah. Reith, would you come on up and be ready here? For those who have not heard our story, many haven't, a lot have. I remember when our children were small, the Lord told Arlene and I both that we would someday be pastors. Boy, that made no sense to me at the time. You got to know, because I was not pastor material. But for God. Can you say that, but for God? He knew me better than I knew myself. Why? Because He knows our heart, doesn't He? We lived in Granbury for a while, and I worked up in Fort Worth. And Darlene taught our children. She taught at the church school up there in Fort Worth where we had enrolled our children. And we felt the Lord then telling us to go early and be there for 6 a.m. prayer. Now again, that did not make sense in the natural, because that meant getting up at 4 in the morning, getting the kids up early, and driving an hour into town. But God knew. But God knew, because it was in that season, in those early morning prayer times, where our children slept on the carpeted floor beside us. That God birthed His vision and His purpose in our hearts. And then the day came that the Lord said to leave a secure job of 20 years. And I want you to go to work somewhere, maybe Subway at night, and that's what I did. And be in the church school with your family for a season. And guess what? That made no sense. And I was stubborn. So guess what? He had to shake my tree. He then made my job very uncomfortable. And so I'm glad in the end I gave in to his call. And then came the day that Darlene and I both knew that we would step out in full-time ministry. The Lord spoke to us both at the same time, and we happened to be in separate rooms of the house Sunday morning. He said we were to tell the pastor that we had one more week. And that for sure did not make sense in the natural. And guess what? Our friends did not understand. But we obeyed and we stepped out and we started our church in our home, in our living room on Sunday, March the 5th, 1995. And one of the families happened to own property out here on the old Nike missile base that's southeast of here. And so we came then to Alvarado in the summer of 95. And again, it did not make any sense as just those, there were just those old cinder block buildings that were full of trash. But guess what? It was all in God's plan. And then I'll never forget, we've shared this before, on a cold, windy fall day, having church in one of those cleaned out buildings. And there were no windows. There was just the openings there for new windows. A cold, windy fall day. And who walked in the door? Brother and Sister North, who visited for the first time. And what really made no sense in the natural, guess what? The Lord spoke to their heart to join us for the ride of our lives. And so here we are today with all of you, with what started with a word that made no sense in the natural, to the birthing of a vision and what eventually developed into purpose, all for the cause of Christ and His kingdom. Can I encourage you this morning as I close to ask for the rain? And guess what? I'm going to be bold, and I'm just going to tell you to go ahead. And as they say, I don't know if you've ever heard this this saying, but I double dog dare you to ask for the rain. Would you stand with me? Ask and see what God does on your behalf as you believe Him and you stand upon His word. Would you worship the Lord with a hand clap as we end today? Hallelujah. Can you declare from this point forward that this is my day? Now I'm going to ask for the rain. Now we do that when we're up here worshiping from the first song to the last. We're worshiping the Lord and we're asking for rain. And that's what our worship service on Saturday night, once a month, is all about. We come in here, we're asking for His rain to come upon us. And I promise you, we've seen it. When we ask for the rain of His Spirit, guess what? His glory comes down as our praises go up. You can be healed in the very presence of Almighty God. A man does not have to lay hands on you. You can put your hand on your heart. And I'm telling you, He'll touch that heart, the physical heart, and the spiritual heart, all at the same time. And I'm talking to a group of folks. I know God has touched you at different times. And so again today, let's renew our hearts. Let's get ready to see what God has for us from this point forward. Amen? Ask for the rain. Father, I thank you today. You see every heart that has come in here today. You see everything going on in our lives. You see the hurt. You see the bitterness. You still see the unforgiveness that's there. Lord, I'm asking you to do a heart operation this morning. Begin to speak to our hearts. Help us to receive and to hear what you're saying to us. Lead us. Guide us. Direct our steps. I thank you for what you have done for us. We'll never forget where you brought us from. I thank you for this day and what you're doing this very day. And I thank you for what tomorrow holds. We don't know what tomorrow holds, but we know that our future is in your hands. If we're a child of the King, and if we're in your hands, we know we're going to be all right. You promised to provide and protect and lead us and guide us. So I thank you today. I speak blessings upon your people today as we go from this house. I speak a renewing of strength today. I speak a renewed comfort to come to your people, those that are hurting, that have lost their loved ones. I thank you today that you truly are our comforter. Let your spirit permeate the very atmosphere of our homes. I thank you, Lord, and I'm asking for the rain in Jesus' name. Amen and amen. I love you. God bless you. You're dismissed in the name of the Lord. I'll be right here if you need prayer today. We'll pray with you about anything that you have. I love you. God bless you. We'll see you Wednesday night.